Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Rich McFadden, all of us here together dedicated to having you work your way through some of the things that are going on, some of the things that may or may not be apparent to you. A part of the story, the Luke Summers story, the American hostage who ultimately died during a rescue attempt in Yemen, was that there was an attempt to get another fellow out, and he didn't make it. But the side story to that is that he didn't need to be rescued because there were negotiations going on, as well as a South African citizen. There were negotiations, and the agreement had been made, Richie, to let Pierre Corky go.
That's what some information is coming out now, is that the U.S. did not have information that they were negotiating with the ISIS people.
All right, so what's the lesson in that? Is there
I guess the South Africans should have let us know, hey, listen, we're talking to these guys, and it looks like we might be getting somewhere.
Right. Or was it our job, and this is not me being critical, I'm asking the question, devil's advocate, was it our job to let the South Africans know that we were going in there? Whose side? Both sides probably should have been a little more aware of what was going on, right? Wouldn't that have made more sense?
You would think.
You would think, under the circumstances. So there's a sort of, I don't know if there's anything could have done to save Luke Summers, but maybe this other fellow might have lived had they not done it quite the way they did it, at any rate. There are those who will say, who cares? He wasn't an American. I don't look at it that way. Because the guy deserved to be saved if he could be. It's a Monday, and the poll results over the weekend, which focus on the top 10 talk topics of the week. We normally do that on Friday, go through with the help of Talkers Magazine, which is part of talkers.com. The essence, I'm cleaning my glasses.
That's nice of you.
Well, I couldn't see what I was looking at. We came in here, we were cleaning over the weekend in my studio, and there was so much dust on some of the old books and the old shelves and things that I hadn't touched because all the equipment's built around it, and so I don't dare move it because...
Did you feel like you were at Interstellar?
I didn't feel that, but I was coughing and choking, and oh, man. And everything got dirty. So pardon me as I clean my glasses to get to you the results of our poll. We ask, with the 10 top talk topics, news talk topics of the week, which one was most important to you? And 21% of you said the Ferguson aftermath, which is understandable, although I think it's time for us to sort of move on from that. Let's see here. The second were the amnesty issues. Third, the battle against ISIS. Fourth, the presidential prospects. And fifth was the chokehold decision, which sort of surprised me. There was a lot of conjecture going on now. As a matter of fact, I just saw something. I can't put my hands on it. But if I can remember enough of it, the essence of people thinking it's time for a special prosecutor to just look into the way police are trained and how it is that there are so many of these incidents that are happening all at once. Is it a coincidence? Or is it just a result of poor training, lack of focus on the realities of America, a la 2014? What is it? Why are so many of these things? The question came up over the weekend on the Sunday morning news interview programs. Why are there so many of these incidents all of a sudden? They're just, now it's time, things are brewing, things are bad. What conclusion do you draw, Kenny, when that question is asked? Because you watch these polls as much as I do, more actually than I do. So why are there so many people who feel at this point in time enough is enough?
I think because we have the 24-hour news cycle, mm-hmm. and because these things could have been going on for years that we didn't know about, mm-hmm. When one of these events happens, suddenly you start hearing about all of these other events, and it does seem like it's a widespread
more than
thing.
A coincidence.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, it's not an isolated incident. It seems right. to be happening, you know, whether and the circumstances are always different. What happened in Ferguson was different from Cleveland, was different from what happened in Staten Island, but when all these things are cropping up, it seems like it's like a virus. It's everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Smoke and fire together. What about you, Richie? What do you think?
You know, one of the things I found interesting is all of the pros and cons that you're seeing on social media come around. You're seeing all these videos of with relation to the Ferguson thing, of cops being attacked,
mm-hmm.
and then you're seeing all these videos of innocent people or seemingly innocent people being attacked, mm-hmm. and you're watching all these groups going, "See, we told you. See, we told you."
And really, and then coupled with things like the NFL players at the games holding up placards, there were some players following last week's hands-up protests of the Ferguson grand jury, with the protests finding the looking at the Eric Garner thing and finding that objectionable. There was a T-shirt worn by Derek Rose bearing the words, "We can't breathe. Hands up, hands up, we can't breathe," that right. sort of thing. There was a lot of that at football games over the weekend. So is now, are we going to turn to the NFL for social commentary?
Oh, sure.
We are?
Yeah.
Well, don't you think, I mean,
wants to see their heroes and what they think about it.
Rich brought this up. I think the thing that is new here is social media, and I think that helps people organize protests, whether it's in a football game or on a street corner. And I think that's the thing that's gotten stronger, that's kind of changed the dynamic of all of this, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I mean, it's a new way to communicate and organize.
And it's we've gotten to the point where the facts are irrelevant.
In many cases, that is true.
And it's what we think and what we can get people to think via our social media. I saw a clip over the weekend on social media of Sean Hannity interviewing DC Congresswoman Eleanor Holmes Norton. And he asked her, "Did you read the facts of the case with regard to the Ferguson trial and the grand jury testimony?" And she said, "No, I didn't. I don't care."
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you see, that's also the other side of it. Back to what Kenny said about the 24-hour news cycle and the opinions versus the fact.
Right.
More of these programs are about opinion. They're not about fact. Here's the story in 60. Like, I'm just giving you the time. I gave you guys 4 minutes, a minute apiece, to talk about this because people sort of want to hear our opinions, it would seem, about things that are going on, the way they want to hear our opinions. And I'd like to think that our opinions are based more in fact than they are conjecture. But that's maybe not always the case. It just is that we have a tendency to get passionate about some of these things. And that doesn't speak to news. You're not talking about news. You're talking about your opinion. And you may not have all the facts, but as Eleanor Holmes Norton said, who cares about the facts?
She wants to have the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So the facts of that case were irrelevant to her. Mm-hmm. She wants to be able to talk about white cops, black victims.
Mm. Time to take the guesswork out before you get into the shower with Delta Temp 2O. These hand showers and shower heads exclusively available at the Home Depot. The Delta Temp 2O technology includes an LED digital temperature display that shows the temperature of the water in your shower head and three color indicators signaling different temperature ranges for easy visual indication. They turn blue. The lights turn blue for below 80 degrees, magenta for 80 to 100 degrees, and red for greater than 110 degrees. Sorry, 80 to 110 degrees for magenta. So you can enjoy the convenience of knowing when the temperature is right for you and the peace of mind that the water temperature is safe for you, your family, loved ones. This is the perfect holiday gift, so you'll love this. yesterday we were putting in some new faucets in the tubs and sinks and shower around the house, and we had this Delta Temp 2O in a box. Who takes it out of the box and puts it into the shower? Not me.
Meredith.
Meredith says, this is easy to do. I'm doing it. So this morning when I took my shower, there it is. I'm looking at this head with the temperature.
It
was actually
cool, wasn't it?
It was a magenta because the temperature of the water.
What temperature do you like?
I like it around 100.
Yeah.
Yeah, 105.
I'm
maybe,
in the same
something
place.
Like that.
Yeah, I don't think 105 is too hot. I need 9900.
So this is the perfect holiday gift for friends and family, and it's available exclusively at the Home Depot.
Shell V-Power Premium Gasoline is Ferrari's choice for improved performance. It removes an average of 60% of performance-robbing gunk on intake valves left by low-quality premium gasolines. And it starts with your very first tank. So you're not just filling up with over 60 years of Shell and Ferrari technology and innovation. You're also filling up with... Choose Shell V-Power and let the excitement begin.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
On the best days of Christmas, Ulta Beauty gave to me a 12 fragrance gift set, 11 SD Pelican Dollar Glitter Eyeliner, 9 shiny gift card hours, skin protector, 7 sealer glosses, risky fix line by Benefit, 5 Urban Decay Naked Palette, 4 Living Proof Air Products, 3 Daisy Green Perfume, 2 Face Cosmetics, and 1 Luxury Bathrobe, 3 $40 fragrance purchase, walk high glass. Hurry in for the best beauty deals and gifts of the season. Ulta Beauty, gift gorgeously.
Marshall Lawrence is the executive director of Silent Blessings and the co-founder of it, along with his wife, Terry. Jennifer came up with this idea, and I thought it was very appropriate for us at Christmas time to bring to you some of the groups that may be worthy of your support. And thanks to one of our listeners. As a matter of fact, if you have one of these groups you'd like us to support by bringing them on the air and telling people their story, please do so. Send it to Doug or Ken or Rich or Jennifer at DougStefan.com. Mr. Lawrence, thank you for being here. Tell us quickly about this group, Silent Blessings Deaf Ministries.
Well, thanks for having us on, by the way. I appreciate that. I was in radio for a really long time, and we had a deaf daughter in about 1985. 2 years later is when we found out she was deaf, but that started us on this journey of finding out about the deaf world that we didn't know anything about. And we found that there was an enormous isolation within the deaf, between deaf children and their mainly hearing parents. I mean, 95% of all deaf children are born into hearing families like ours, and we all start out clueless. Unfortunately, some may stay that way, but the relationship is difficult because the language barrier can be challenging if mom and dad don't learn to sign. So we got a real burden for trying to develop Christian resources in sign language for these children and see what we could do to help the parents and the kids to relate better and also to faith.
How do you help them? Do you teach the parents? Do you have classes in teaching the parents to sign?
Well, we do some of that. Yeah, we have classes here in our offices in Anderson, Indiana. But we one of the biggest projects that we work on is a television series called Dr. Wonder's Workshop, which is the only TV show in the world done all in American Sign Language with all deaf actors. And we have religious themes teaching faith on that program as well. And then those resources are available to parents at no charge, obviously.
I have an idea. I have an idea. Can you, in about a half hour, maybe a little bit less than a half hour, about 25 minutes, I'd like to bring you back again because we have a segment that's devoted to television. I'd like to know more about this television show, Dr. Wonder's Workshop, if you'd be willing to come back.
Sure.
To help us tell that story. Thank you. Marshall Lawrence with us here on Good Day.
have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wait, this is the Christmas one hit wonder? Okay. We'll take the 149th caller at 888-302-3684 to identify. The criteria is that he has only had one song that was a big hit at Christmas time. Not to talk about the rest of his career, this is a one-hit wonder Christmas song. And between now and Christmas, our one-hit wonder contest is aimed at Christmas solo acts. That is, people who have produced Christmas tunes, and this was the only song that they produced that was a hit. Otherwise, they've got big careers. Crank it up, Richie!
He knows where you're going.
Who is this?
He knows a few men that are good. You better be good for goodness sake.
Is that Clarence? Who is that?
Yeah.
That is Clarence, right? Hi, let me give it away. I can't imagine there's going to be a lot of heavy lifting involved here. 888-302-3684. Identify a one-hit wonder artist, and we'll send you a gift pack from Mannheim Steamroller, which includes a copy of the new CD, Mannheim Steamroller 3040. And the significance of that is that it's the 30th anniversary of their first Christmas album, and the 40th anniversary of their first release. Plus, you get their one-of-a-kind cinnamon hot chocolate for the Christmas season. That's the gift. That's the prize if you identify this one-hit wonder artist. All right, Richie.
He knows when you're
mm-hmm.
He knows if you've been better good. You
better be good for goodness sake. Better be good for goodness sake. Santa Claus coming to town. This artist has released 18 albums, and 11 of them went straight to number one upon the release. 71 singles, 18 did the same thing, right to number one. Three Christmas singles, but this is the only Christmas song that reached the charts. And it did that during Christmas 1985. So, 888-302-3684. It's not going to be, as I said, a lot of heavy lifting here. Do you really need clues? This song was originally recorded in a concert back in 1975. Didn't get released until it was put on the B-side of a single in 1985. In 81, it was released as a promotional record to radio stations to promote one of his upcoming tours. He has sold 64.5 million albums in the United States, making him the 15th highest-selling artist of all time. And it is every bit of the accolade to go to this guy, every bit of it deserved. He's always had a special place in our heart because Roberto Fasanelli has always had a special place in our heart. And the two of them have this great relationship. Boom. All right, Richie, big finish. That is. Jingle all the way. All right, let's get involved here. Richie, I don't know where all these people are from. How about I go to Jay, because I don't know whether I've ever... Jay, have I ever spoken to you before?
Nope, never spoken to you, Doug.
Never before. Where are you?
I am in Stryker, Ohio, just north of Defiance.
Stryker. It is my old stomping ground, as a matter of fact. You're right about that. Okay, so you have worked hard. You've been toiling and thinking, oh, my gosh, my golly, who is this? So who is it?
It was a really tough Monday morning for you to give. I'm really glad you gave something like this because I think it's Bruce Springsteen.
Yes,
but I'm taking
how did
a guess.
You get that?
So. Right, yeah. Yeah, Bruce, the boss. Yeah, right. What do you think of his music in general, Jay?
Oh, I've always enjoyed it. I mean, it's great rock and roll, and I'm a veteran, so I really like his support of veterans.
Yeah.
And I think it's kind of America's music.
It is America. Yeah, that's a great way of putting it. It is America's music. So we're going to send you the Mannheim Steamroller album and the nice, the wonderfully cinnamon hot chocolate, wonderfully smelling stuff. Stand by for that. Thank you.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Sam Adams Winter Lager is here.
So good.
Got a little bit of sweetness, but it goes down real smooth. A light, sweet smell to it.
A little bit of orange in there.
There is a little hint of cinnamon.
It makes you feel like, you know, winter's around the corner and you're getting ready for it.
It warms you up and it makes you feel good.
I wish they served Winter Lager all year round.
This is actually my favorite beer from Sam Adams. Even though it's a dark beer, it's not a heavy beer.
It's definitely a good beer.
This is my jam, the Winter Lager.
I love this more than anything in the world.
Thank you, Sam Adams.
Sam Adams Winter Lager. Enjoy it while it's here.
Buck the mask responsibly.
Many remember Mel Gibson portraying then Lieutenant Colonel Hal Moore in We Were Soldiers, but few know today's West Point cadets follow tactics more developed in Vietnam.
We wanted to pursue him to the death. I was taught at West Point, when you defeat an enemy on the battlefield, you pursue that enemy to the death. Finish the job.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. To hear more on Hal Moore's story, visit AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
I'm Bob DiRigo-Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Jonathan Stauer Beer is one busy guy. In addition to being a computer science student, he's written a series of science fiction books, created a video game, and even found time to teach younger students programming skills during the summer. Yet, when he recently wrote a special commentary that was published in the Wall Street Journal, it had nothing to do with computers. Instead, he was mad about a $20 check he got because of a class action lawsuit against Toyota. He wasn't angry about the small size of the check, though. He was mad that he got the check in the first place, because he's happy with his car and hasn't suffered any injuries. He wondered how the lawyers who sued the company could make over $200 million, about 500 times what the primary plaintiffs who sued the company received. Let's be fair, lots of legal experts have written about America's lawsuit problem, but when a college student who dabbles in science fiction takes time to write about it in the Wall Street Journal, that deserves a second look. Learn more. Visit our website at...
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Into your hearts and minds on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. 33 at the hour, 27 before the new hour. I just was actually regaling myself, Richie.
You never do that.
Again? No. Excuse me, Jennifer? people think that as you mature, you lose whatever the essence of your being is. And I hope I never, ever, ever have that experience. And I don't know why, I just was chuckling to myself as I walked back in here. Every morning, we give Charlotte and her breakfast an egg. And so I took the egg out of the refrigerator because I was getting ready to make her breakfast. Everybody says, they want to know, what do we do during the newscast? Well, oftentimes I'm making breakfast. Either I'm having some fruit myself or making Charlotte her breakfast or figuring out what we're going to do in the next part of the program. So anyway, I put the egg on the counter and I started to walk away. And I heard this roll. The eggs rolling toward the edge of the counter. So I turned around with lightning speed, stuck my hand out, and caught the egg just as it rolled off the counter.
And
grabbed it so tight it exploded in your hand. No, not really. So we have the first official U.S. visit for Britain's Prince William.
Yeah, he's going to be in town for 10 minutes.
And Princess Kate. They were in the Big Apple. Are they coming to Washington?
She is not.
Really?
He's only coming down here. He's going to fly down here, go to the White House, and hang out with the Obamas for about, an hour.
Really?
And then he's flying back up because they're going to a New Jersey Nets game tonight.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So they really just came for basketball.
Pretty much. I think they were at a game yesterday, too.
Mm-hmm. So why are we making such a big deal of this? Why do we
care? Because it's royalty, and we always love when royalty comes and does anything.
Really?
Yeah.
And I'm surprised. I mean, she's 5 months pregnant. That's a good trip for, you know, somebody who's 5 months along.
Nah. My daughter was 7 months along when she came back out here. It's about the same ride. Hey, you have to know what's going on in your body. True. It's not for, you're right, Richie, it's not for everybody. Jennifer, you probably had friends, maybe, well, we've all had friends, who have easily carried, I'm very proud. My daughter and I were talking yesterday on the phone. For those of you who are wondering why I put so much emphasis on this, my daughter's having her child 2 weeks from today.
At 7:45 in the morning.
7:45 in the morning.
Hey, actually, okay, right. I have a question.
Yes?
Are you going to take the day off?
No.
Doug!
What? I don't
you
have
to. Why? We'll do the show. You can't.
No. Hello. It's California time. I'll be off the air at 7 o'clock.
So you're going to do a show and then rush to the hospital and think that you're going to be there exactly at 7:25 for the birth of your child.
7:45.
Oh, my.
You've got 45 minutes.
You know, it takes me,
you guys are absolutely nuts.
It takes me 15 minutes to get to the hospital.
You
are
so cute that you think that this child is going to come out at 7:45.
Hey, you know what?
I'll know that night before. We'll go. We'll be in Los Angeles by noontime on Sunday. For the fact
I can't wait to have her call you and she goes into labor at like midnight.
Well, in that case, you will do the program for me because I will not do the program.
Good. So this is actually something that you will take a day off for. Good for
you. Of course. The birth of my grandson.
This whole culture of scheduling babies has become out of control.
So crazy.
Well, it is. Megan didn't want to. This is not her choice. This is something that was directed. She did not choose. She would rather have had natural childbirth, but because she had
a decision.
It is. No, it's not her decision. The doctor said she had to do it this way because she had a fibrous tumor that was the size of a grapefruit in her uterus before she couldn't get pregnant for years, and then they finally figured out that it was this tumor and that had to come out, and when they take it out, they damage the
runway.
The runway. Thank you. That's a great way. I was trying to find some tactful way of thank you, Richie. The runway has been damaged, so the only way you can get a baby out is to do a C-section.
There's a big old pothole in the runway.
Right, exactly. So it was not, Megan was not for this at all. She wanted to have a natural, but that's the way the doctor says you can't because there's no canal,
so,
in essence.
Right, so even if she does go into labor, they're still going to have to do the C-section.
Right, okay. Yeah, and if she goes into the labor early, we'll be there at noontime on Sunday, and
so
we'll
go
find them.
She can
go
in any time after that, right?
Right, yeah. That's more or less the way it works, yes, Jennifer. Right. Okay, so the people in the news stories today, a lot of weekend focus on Bill Cosby again, the sexual misconduct accusations leveled against him, and whether people can do anything about it. Gloria Allred, God love her, is trying her hardest to get something going here, and I'm not sure that she's going to get anything going. I thought it was interesting. Hugh Hefner over the weekend responded to the allegations, which included one that occurred at his Playboy mansion. He said, quote, Bill Cosby has been a good friend for many years, and the mere thought of these allegations is truly saddening. I would never tolerate this kind of behavior in my house, quote unquote, regardless of who was involved. The lawyer on both, well, lawyers on both sides. Again, Gloria Allred on one side, Stella Martin Singer on the other side, who says that most of these claims are quote unquote absolutely false, unreliable, and untimely. I don't think I agree with that. I think there's something to it. And so it's too bad. The end of an era, the end of an American icon. Am I writing him off too quickly? I don't think we, any of us have any disagreement on that, do we?
No.
I don't know. I don't want to believe it.
Well, we don't want to believe it. Of course you don't want to believe it. Who'd want to believe that stuff? But it appears to have some merit, frankly. All right. Good news. Cheaper gasoline. There was a war. Remember last Friday? We were talking about the prices. Was it Thursday or Friday, Kenny? That we talked about the price in Oklahoma City going to $1.99 a gallon.
I think that was Friday.
Was it Friday? And then there was a war between two, gas war, between two stations in Oklahoma City. One went to $1.98, then the other went to $1.97. By the time it was done, the price of gas was down to $1.94 a gallon. So what's the result? What's the net result of this for you? A lot of people in business have, anyway, this time of year, boosted hiring because they need the extra help for obvious reasons. Retailers need the extra help. Delivery people need the extra help. There's a, you know, there's a big time of year for people to make money. Anyway, the general trend, however, seems to be that businesses, according to the Wall Street Journal anyway, are boosting hiring and investment with the money they are saving on fuel as oil prices go down, down, down. Airlines, freight haulers, repair services, farmers, manufacturers are among the businesses that could save billions of dollars a year from tumbling fuel costs. I spend on my farm for fuel. Let's see. I was doing the calculations. I saw this story. Let me go back to. It's about $1,000 a week. Just about, well, close to $1,000 a week on fuel for trucks, tractors, heating the facilities, that sort of thing. In the summertime, well, it balances out because the heat takes it in the wintertime, and you're using tractors and trucks a lot more in the summertime. So I can watch, I would see already the fuel that I ordered this month was down about 17% from what it was the last time it was ordered, which would have been around Labor Day. So you can see how this has changed, and will. But back to what is the result? Airlines may be hiring more people, but the winners here. You haven't. I don't know how many of you have priced a seat if you haven't bought one already for some Christmas travel until the new year, and it is crazy. Jet fuel prices have fallen to about $2.46 a gallon.
But you're not seeing it anywhere in ticket prices.
No. If anything, you see the prices going up.
I'm trying to buy a ticket for New Orleans, and it's crazy. It's $500 DC to New Orleans. It's crazy.
Right. Yep. So anyway, this may or may not affect. Ultimately, there'll be somebody that'll cut it down. And there are a couple of really interesting fare wars going on at the moment. But in general, you haven't seen this happen with the airlines. The way you seen it happen in other businesses. You will. It'll be a good sign for Christmas. Well, we'll just have to wait and see. The state of Oklahoma, however, says that it's being hurt by the plunge in oil prices. And if the prices remain low, it could hit income and sales tax revenue. See, this is what's going to happen. These people who depend the road taxes. Price of gasoline goes down.
Ah, jeez.
Yeah, exactly. How many times we go through this every time?
Well, the price goes down,
they want to increase the tax rate. Yeah.
You know, right. Everybody got rich back in 06, 07, 08 when the property values were like $500,000 houses were selling for $1 million. And the counties and the states were all going, woohoo, yippee, look what we can go out and buy now. Now they're going to do the same thing with gas taxes.
Yeah.
They love the $4 gas because they make more tax money on it.
Yep.
And now the price of gas is going down and we all finally get a little relief, they're going to come hit us with the right punch
some
to
states,
the jaw.
The amount is, it depends on the state. Oklahoma is what do they call
like
it?
A flat six cents per gallon.
So it's a graduated thing depending on the cost of the, I think it's a percentage of what the fuel costs. In some states, it's just 43 cents a gallon or 34 cents a gallon, whatever it is. No matter what the fuel costs, it's still, there's a fixed number that goes with the taxes. But it's like anything else, they just see this as an opportunity to go get more. And so,
don't you think it's funny that states give special treatment to people who drive hybrid cars, yet it hurts their tax base?
Right. Yeah. Better for the environment, Richie.
Huh?
Postseason glory is upon us. Try the limited time Haystack Queso Burger. Is it queso? Q-U-E-S-O,
queso
burger. Nighttime, primetime nachos and chipotle cherry sting sauce. Get them while you can. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, and sports. Television report coming up in a moment, including a continuation of our conversation with Marshall Lawrence, who's developed a television program called Dr. Wonder's Workshop. We'll find out about that in a moment here on Good Day.
Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing your hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Stephan and ask for Provia Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319. For a limited time, upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
The best days of Christmas, Ulta Beauty gave to me a 12 fragrance gift set, 11 healthy polish, $10 glitter eyeliner, 9 shiny gift card hours, skin protector, 7 sealant glosses, risky thick blind light benefit, 5 Urban Decay naked palette, 4 living proof care products, 3 Daisy Green perfume, 2 face cosmetics, and 1 luxury bathrobe free. $40 fragrance purchase, walk to my glass. Hurry in for the best beauty deals and gifts of the season. Ulta Beauty, gift gorgeously.
All right, let's deal with a couple of quick stories before we go back to Reverend Lawrence. The end of the NFL blackout rule. This is something that sends people into the ozone because they think it's stupid, and apparently the Senate thinks it's stupid as well. Both parties want to get rid of the rule, which bars you from seeing home games if the tickets haven't all been sold out.
The rule was if the game is sold out, you can see it on TV locally, and it's just kind of old-fashioned and kind of counterproductive. Also making news in that vein, Dougie, CBS has returned to Dish Network, which is good news if you're a Dish Network customer. About 12 hours after going dark on Dish Network, CBS stations are back, and they've reached a multi-year deal covering.
Is this going to be the future? Every time these things come up, there's going to be
absolutely
a big deal about it.
This is definitely the new
reality.
It's
called retrans. They call it retrans.
Correct. A retransmission agreement.
All right. CNN's Candy Crowley is hitting the road.
Hitting the road. After 27 years, she made an announcement that she's leaving CNN. No word as what her next stop will be, but said that her departure has been years in the making. She first got the itch before the 2008 campaign, but then things got interesting with Clinton and Barack Obama in the race. She couldn't tear herself away.
Highly thought of among Republicans. George Bush's last interview was with her before he left the White House. There, a lot of Republicans have liked her. He used to go back to the back of the plane and the kibitz with her when they were on trips, apparently very friendly, et cetera, et cetera. All right, let's go back to Martin Lawrence. I want to call you Dr. Lawrence. Reverend Lawrence is the executive director of Silent Blessings. He and his wife have developed a, and we were hearing this story in the last half hour if you didn't hear it, they have a spiritual ministry that deals with deaf children and how to have communication eased between deaf children and their parents, and as such have developed a program called Dr. Wonders Workshop. So let's pick that up there because this is part of our television report, Dr. Lauren. Shall I call? Do you have a PhD?
No, I'm just a Rev.
A Rev, okay. Anyway, Rev.
My wife has the PhD in our family.
All right, well, we'll give her the accolade. What is this show? How does it work, and how does it help parents and children if they're deaf?
Well, all of the actors on the show are deaf. Everything is done in American Sign Language, and it's a show about family values. It's set in an inventor's office, and then we have these little clips. It's a little bit kind of Sesame Street meets Mr. Rogers in that kind of a thing. There's a lot of fun and comedy in it, but every element in the program is, as I said, signed and captioned as well. well in both English and Spanish. So it's one of those activities that here the parents and the kids can do together, and it's all very much about teaching Christian values and positive values.
Where is this scene? Where can one see this show?
Most of the major Christian television networks air the show at one time or another, usually on Saturday mornings. TBN is one of the larger ones that does it, also Smile of a Child, the Daystar Television Network, and others all across the country. Just check your local listings for time and station.
As they say. All right, you can also check silentblessings.org. That's silentblessings.org to find out more about this. The reason that Reverend Lawrence is here and we're telling the story is because we have a move afoot to bring you each day, if we can, the story of a different nonprofit that's helping people. This is what we feel is important this time of year. Somebody that you might want to support. Somebody in your family may have a problem, maybe not able to hear, and maybe somebody who's learning how to sign, whatever it is. But I feel this is an important story for us to tell. So, Mr. Lawrence, Reverend Lawrence, thank you for the work, and thank you for telling us the story.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Now for a visit from Dr. Ken Kronos, lovingly called Dr. Ken. Ken and I do a weekend program that many of you hopefully listen to, the Good Day Health program, giving advice to people who call into the program, who send us email, Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com, or me, Doug at dougstephan.com. We cover all of the news of the week, and there's lots and lots of info this week. So let's start with the CDC and flu shots, Ken.
Doug, it seems like the flu is not too strong yet. There haven't been a lot of cases, but it looks like the virus has already mutated away from the vaccine strain. A little less than half of the specimens collected in the last month do not fit what is in the vaccine. This usually means that it's going to be a more deadly season. There's going to be more hospitalizations, but there still is some benefit to being immunized, even though the bug you may get won't be covered. covered. So I would recommend everybody, as soon as possible, get the flu vaccine, because it's going to be a more severe situation this year. I'm getting mine this week.
All right. Well, you and I can argue about that on Saturday.
Let's do that.
High blood sugar. This is something that I did want to bring to you, because this all of a sudden is all over the place. The suggestion that sugar and Alzheimer's, sugar and dementia may be related. The more sugar you take in, the more likely you are to have these two problems.
Exactly. You covered it. That's the bottom line from the Annals of Internal Medicine this week. People who control their blood sugar, Doug, or glucose levels early in life may also protect their brain's health.
But Ken, we were talking about this. The average American has 20 teaspoons of sugar a day.
Okay, we're talking about the blood levels, which the
but that increases the blood level, right? The blood sugar is
that might. What actually increases blood sugar is the consumption of white flour products. That's what the body turns into sugar. So this is not the consumption, it's the blood level, which is somewhat but not entirely related
cookies,
to what you eat.
Cakes, pies.
The bakery goods, everything you love. White flour, that's what increases the blood sugar levels.
Mammograms for 40-somethings. Important here, it looks like.
This is from the Radiological Society of North America annual meeting this week in Chicago. The women aged 40 to 49, they're getting conflicting advice about whether to get a mammogram. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force, this government group, says don't, unless you're in this high-risk group, people who have very large, dense breasts or a family history of breast cancer. That's what this government group says. The American Cancer Society differs entirely, says you should if you're in the 40s. Well, this new study suggests, yes, women should in their 40s get mammograms regardless of what risk factors you have. So in your 40s, please get them.
Okay. The CDC has endorsed circumcision. This is only about 18 centuries late. But what's the this is a health thing?
Actually, this week they went on record saying that the benefits, including reduced chances of sexually transmitted diseases such as AIDS, herpes, and human papillomavirus, outweigh the risks.
Really? It's hard to go down that street without getting a little bit...
Saturday!
Yeah, right. E-cigarettes. More carcinogens than regular cigarettes.
Japan's National Institute of Public Health. E-cigarettes contain 10 times the level of cancer-causing agents as regular tobacco. Carcinogens such as formaldehyde and acetaldehyde are found in the vapor produced by several types of e-cigarettes. Liquid, I would stay away from these things.
You got a question for Dr. Ken? Call us on Saturday Live, 7 to 9 Eastern Time, to be a part of his next weekend gathering. You can join us at 888-55-DR-KEN. Brought to you in part by the folks who have produced the best-selling supplement we've ever talked about, Heart Factors Plus, Ken.
Gentlemen, if you've not ordered Heart Factors yet, this is your best chance. Introducing the Heart Factors Plus Christmas and holiday season sale at Chamonix. Heart Factors Plus is an all-natural formula that boosts nitric oxide levels, which naturally widens the arteries and improves their elasticity to maintain healthy blood pressure levels and boost libido and sexual performance for men safely and naturally. Heart Factors will work for you or your money back. No questions asked. That's why I like it. Give yourself the gift of healthier blood pressure and improved cardiovascular health. Might just be the very best gift you get all this holiday season.
800-621-6313 to order it now. 800-621-6313 gets blood to your brain, your muscles, your heart. Nitric oxide levels directly affect your blood pressure. That's what this is. 800-621-6313. Call now, mention Dr. Ken, and get a bottle of CoQ10, which is also great for your heart and system.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1980. 1980-